You mentioned that one of the arms will combine lapatinib and trastuzumab, Lisa. What do we know about that combination in terms of side effects, toxicity, as well as efficacy at this point?
Well, certainly from the standpoint of the reason for combining them, there's clearly synergy that's demonstrated in the preclinical models, and there's some clinical evidence that Jenny can probably speak to since she's actually doing a study of this. Whether or not the lapatinib will play a role in not just in acquired trastuzumab resistance, but in a priori synergy of the pathways, I think it really remains to be seen, and in part is the reason for a lot of interest in this particular approach. As I said, de novo trastuzumab resistance, it's not as clear exactly what kind of a role the HER1 part of the pathway plays there. Having said that, lapatinib, of course, is a small molecule, and having a dual HER2 blockade, ignoring the HER1 effect of lapatinib, dual HER2 blockade may well be a better way to go, and that may be what we find. This is a question that hasn't been answered, but is an obvious one to ask neoadjuvantly.
Jen, you were mentioning the study you did with neoadjuvant trastuzumab. Can you talk about what you saw there clinically and what you're seeing right now clinically with neoadjuvant lapatinib?
I would like to continue a little bit on what Lisa was saying, a little bit on the possible synergism between lapatinib and Herceptin. I'll talk a little bit about the preclinical data. There is a lot of preclinical data on the synergism of the combination of the both. In our group, we looked at the MCF7 HER2 overexpressing xenografts, and in these human xenografts, the combination of lapatinib and Herceptin and endocrine therapy, if you're ER positive, essentially the cancers all went away. You had almost 100% response rate in the combination of just these targeted molecules alone. And that is very strong evidence that, you know, there is crosstalk between these different pathways and that probably pan-HER inhibition is necessary. If you look at the HER2 path receptor family, there are four members, which is HER1, HER2, HER3, HER4. What's critically important is that HER2 does not have a ligand. It must partner. It must either homodimerize or heterodimerize with HER1, HER3. And therefore, it makes sense that if you completely block this, you can increase the efficacy. And that's where trastuzumab, which only affects HER2, cannot do, and therefore it's a potential escape mechanism. And I think it's probably, in my estimation, one of the more important escape mechanisms for trastuzumab. So in the preclinical data and clinical data, I believe that pan-HER2 inhibition would play a role. In our neoadjuvant setting with trastuzumab, we saw a very high efficacy with single-agent trastuzumab. And a similar thing is being seen with lapatinib, a very, very high response rate. Interestingly, patients who receive lapatinib and Herceptin thereafter have a very high pathologic complete response as well. So in this very, very small study, I believe that it lends evidence to the preclinical mouse models that show that the combination of lapatinib and Herceptin would be an important way in which we can target these tumors.